You're tired. Not the kind that sleeps off, the kind that sits in your bones at 9 p.m. with the kids finally down and the dishes still on the counter. You look at the work tomorrow, the bills, the call you have to make, the people leaning on you, and you wonder when this got so heavy. Here is what you keep forgetting. 5 years ago, you prayed for this. Try to remember what you were praying about 5 years ago. Not the polished version, the real one. A roof you could actually call your own. A kid who would come back. A boss who would call again. A body that did not shake in the morning. A bed and a place that was yours. A name people would say with respect, not pity. You did not ask for the easy version of any of it. You asked for it, and the part you forgot is that every single one of those answers comes with a tax. A roof means a mortgage. A kid coming back means showing up when the kid is hard. The job means the meetings and the deadline. The body means the alarm and the cold floor. The respect means the responsibility. So when you look at your life now and call it heavy, you are right. It is heavy. Heavy is the receipt for the prayer. The world will tell you that tired means you are doing too much, that you should rest, step back, simplify. There is a time for rest, and we will get to it. But before you cut the load, you have to ask what the load is. The load you carry right now is not random. It is shaped exactly like the life you wanted. Your tired is task-shaped. It has a job in it. It has a kid in it. It has a calendar with people on it. Compare that to the tired you used to feel. That tired was empty-shaped. It came from nothing. Same word, two different things. A man who is tired from carrying something is not the same as a man who is tired from carrying nothing. One is being used up, the other is being eaten up. You are being used up. That is the better kind of tired. The thing under the weight is you, not the old you, a bigger version, the you who can hold this. 5 years ago, you would not have been able to hold what you are holding tonight. You would have folded. You did not fold. You grew the shoulders for the load that scared you. What feels like pressure is a strength test you keep passing. The grade is the next morning you got up anyway. The grade is the next call you took. The grade is the next bill you opened instead of leaving on the counter. A thing that grows you will press on you. There is no version of growth without pressure. The peace you are looking for is not the absence of weight. It is being the kind of man who can carry the weight without it crushing him. That is not a vacation. That is a build. There is one privilege most men miss. You got to outgrow the things you used to settle for. Read that twice. You used to settle for being unreliable. Now your kids count on you. That is heavy because it matters. You used to settle for staying broke. Now you have a number to hit and a calendar that keeps you honest. That is heavy because there is a stake. You used to settle for being invisible. Now people look to you and they bring their problems. That is heavy because you are someone now. Heavy is the cost of mattering. Cheap things weigh nothing. Real things have weight. Here is what to do with this tonight. Not a plan, one thing. Before you go to bed, look at the heaviest piece of your life right now. The thing that has you tired. Name it out loud. Then name what you were praying for 5 years ago. Hold the two next to each other. If they match, even partly, the right move is not to put the load down. The right move is to thank God you have it, set the alarm, and go again tomorrow. Paul writes to people who are out of gas. He does not tell them to slow down. He tells them the field will turn into a harvest if they stay on the row. The tired is the row. The row is the harvest in waiting. You do not see it yet because the dirt is still dirt. Stay on the row. You are not failing. You are carrying. There is a difference. The hand on your shoulder when you get up tomorrow is not pity. It is the same hand that answered the prayer.